We've already sold over half the tickets.
Exactly.
We've still got 6 weeks.
Ooh, yes. I know, and that's why I was saying, it sounds like it's a long way away when I'm talking about something on the 14th or 15th of March.
No.
If you don't get your tickets in the next couple of weeks, then you will probably miss out. So thank you, Catherine. You've done a great job. Get a move on, everybody. It's going to be more successful. Last year was the first year. It's going to be probably more successful. It will be more successful this year. Oh. And then I remind people again, just before you go, that Garden Drum is your website. So.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Catherine.
Thanks, Catherine.
Thanks, Judy. Thanks.
Bye.
Yeah. And that website to get those tickets is hiddendesignfestival.com. Hiddendesignfestival.com.
You obviously don't have to remember that because I went looking up, I just put in hidden design
and up it comes.
Yeah, well, that's so easy. Just Google.
Beauty of Dr. Google.
Oh, good on you, Mr. Google.
Look, Joe's been there a lot. What's the time? Just grab Joe before we take a break. G'day, Joe.
Oh, g'day, mate. How are you?
All right.
Joe, clover problems.
Mm.
Yes. I'm not sure if it's clover, but they're grown in my garden, my veggie garden, and they're just, when you pull them out, and they've got all little ball seeds on the bottom.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, that's another type of oxalis. Horrible, horrible, horrible things, because the trouble is that, even if you apply a herbicide to the top, then it's not going to kill off all those bulbs that are there under the ground and you're still going to get the problem coming on. So,
I noticed that.
Yeah, I know. So, oh dear. I mean, in your lawn, you could use one of the herbicides like we were talking about a few minutes ago, something like the Buffalo Pro, because you can apply that to any type of lawn and that should help with that. But in your veggie bed, I think you're either, you're just probably doing the things I was just talking about before. You're either excluding light from it, putting something on top of the plant and trying to kill it off that way, or just continuing to do what you're doing, Joe, and dig it out and try and get it out. The trouble is when you dig, you tend to disturb those little balls, the bulbs, and end up spreading more. So, dig out really carefully. But you could try smothering with something like some newspaper around your veggies does make quite a good mulch.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, I can't help you more than that, but you do have my sympathy. Okay, that's great. Good on you, Joe. Yeah. You're in the pot. You might win the prize.
Now, is it Belle? Belle, I'm going to have to ask you to wait for just a tick, and if you've got any more questions for Judy, get in quick. Hello, Belle.
Okay, guys, how are you going?
Good, mate.
Belle, sorry to keep you, box hedge problem.
Yeah, I've got two different problems. First one is the boxes. I planted about 30 boxes as a hedge in my backyard, 15 either side of a small garden path.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One half of them are really flourishing, and the other half, almost all of them died. I tried to find out by digging one of them, and the root system was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Mm. So were they in a particular area that they died, or were they scattered here and there?
No, actually it was a line of about 14, 15. Almost all of them.
Really? My goodness me. So something they didn't like about the soil or the position where they were. Glenmore Park, clay soil. Do you have a clay soil?
It is a clay soil.
Yeah.
There's so many other plants there. They're all flourishing. As I said, another 15 of the same plant there. Perfectly well.
I would suggest that what's happened is that they've got root rot, and that is probably exacerbated by the fact that we've had these dry periods where part of the root system, first of all, we get a wet period, and because the soil's heavy, the water stays around, the roots get a little bit damaged and cut back, and then we get a dry period and they have trouble standing up. They might also have got the root rot disease called Phytophthora. Were they English box, do you know, Belle?
No, the Korean one. Korean microphylla.
Right, okay, yes. Because usually those Korean ones, the microphylla, are a little bit better as far as... The only thing I could suggest is... I will make some general suggestions. I don't know whether you want to try again, is to... try and put some gypsum into the soil, build a raised up bed so that you get the level up so that you're guaranteeing good drainage. Even think about putting some gravel in the bottom of the planting holes so, again, you're carrying water away. Treat them every 3 months with a product called anti-rot, which is phos acid, and that helps them to stand up to root rot. Water them regularly with a seaweed solution to keep the roots as strong as possible, and mulch around them so that you get a nice organic layer that gets good humus in the soil. General advice, but probably the best that I can give to you. It's one of those things.
I tried to transplant some of them to a different place in the backyard, But I'll see how they go then.
Yeah, but do some of those things.
All right, just got to grab Inez and then we're going to have to wrap it up and go. It's been very busy. Hi, Inez.
Oh, hi, how are
you? Inez.
Good
day. Hello, Inez.
Judy.
Hello, Hoya.
Judy, Hoya, yes. I've got it in a hanging basket and it's been there for a number of years. And I feel it might be a little bit pot-bound.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But it has runners going all over the place. And it looks really like they're coming out, it's all over the pergola.
Right.
And it looks very pretty.
Uh-huh.
Now, if I was to transfer that to another, a bigger basket,
mm-hmm.
could I do any harm?
Hmm.
Well, look, I mean, that it's a Hoya is one plant that doesn't seem to mind being pot-bound, and if it's looking good, I would actually be reluctant to fiddle with it.
Just
so.
Leave it the way it is.
Yeah, look, if it looks happy, I'd leave it the way it is, because they're semi-epiphytic anyway. They tend to kind of grow up in things with very little root room. As long as it looks, you know, we talked about Hoyas before, and that Hoya was suffering and was in problems, etc. But yours sounds good. I think I'd let well enough be.
Oh, it saves me a job.
Absolutely, Inez. That's what we want to finish on, a nice, happy note
yes.
like that. So you're the last one in the pot. It's lovely to hear from you.
Fewer jobs we've got to do, the better.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think this goes right back to the beginning. B came out of the pot.
Oh, that's great.
Well done, B. Now, we've got a minute, so let's talk about tomatoes and the trip.
Okay, I've been mentioning again Tomato Festival, 14th and 15th of February, coming up. The Botanica World Discoveries Book Launch and Information Morning. That's a Thursday, the 19th of Feb at 10:30 at the beautiful Pavilion Restaurant, the one opposite the Art Gallery.
Right, yep.
I'll be the guest speaker there, so if you want to come and see what I look like and you can convince yourself I'm not young Judy, I'm definitely old Judy, but anyway.
Nonsense.
Booking's essential, 1-300-305-202 or go to www.botanica, that's the name of the company, botanica.travel. Now, the other one I want to mention is the Open Garden next weekend, which is a favourite. It's Tropical Breeze,
mm-hmm.
and it's at Seven Hills. Now, Seven Hills is not exactly the centre of the tropics, so
hardly.
It is amazing what Helen and Neil Curran have done there. And honestly, look at the picture there. It's absolutely fantastic.
Oh, goodness me.
Yeah, I mean, it just you'd swear you'd gone to Bali. So if you want to be
lovely.
Inspired, get along to Tropical Breeze. Open all weekend, 24 Johnson Avenue, Park in Lowry Road. It's for Open Gardens Australia. It's $8 to get in. Open from 10 till 4:30. And I highly recommend it.
Beautiful. That's that photo is amazing.
I know.
For Seven Hills.
The whole garden is like that. It just shows you.
It's like a rainforest.
Like, yeah, it is. Yeah. What it is. It's like, well, as I said, it's like a Bali rainforest jungle.
Tremendous.
So, get along
lovely.
There.
See you next week, young
Woo.
Judith.
Yeah.